There are many benefits to cardiac rehabilitation for stroke and heart patients, and my guest is here today to discuss cardiac rehab, how it works, and how it saves lives. I'm joined today by Dr. Brittany Dixon. She's a board-certified cardiologist who chooses to practice at Franciscan Health. This is the Franciscan Health Doc Pod. I'm Scott Webb. Dr. Dixon, it's great to have you back again. Today we're going to talk about heart recovery and rehab after a heart attack. And, you know, I know after having heart surgery, you know, a patient may be referred for cardiac rehab, cardiac rehabilitation. And I've been to like physical therapy before, but this is something a little bit different, I'm guessing. So maybe you could describe cardiac rehab, how long the sessions are, how often do folks go, how many weeks, you know, all that good stuff. Like what's involved in cardiac rehab?
Cardiac rehab is a great resource that we use quite a bit, and most hospital systems actually have their own cardiac rehab center attached. That's how useful it is. So what is it? It's a supervised exercise program, essentially, for cardiac patients, sometimes for other conditions as well. And essentially what we're doing is we're monitoring their blood pressure and heart rate during a supervised exercise program and also providing, you know, some education as well. So it's all kind of like a comprehensive thing. So why do we do it? You know, for a few reasons. At the beginning of the cardiac rehab, they'll set goals for each patient, and then they'll monitor the patient's progress over time. So it helps with recovery after, say, like a heart attack. It also helps to really increase patients' confidence levels for exercise. And I think that's a huge benefit that is underestimated because I have so many patients who, you know, maybe in the hospital for a heart attack or a stroke, and they're scared. They're very scared to get back out there and start being active again. And so this really is a way to segue and to show that one, it's safe, and two, prove that they can do it. So sessions are typically about 30 minutes to 45 minutes, sometimes as long as an hour. They're usually 2 to 3 times a week. And I would say a typical patient goes for about 12 weeks. Now, all of those things can vary based on the individual, but that's kind of the standard thing.
Yeah.
And then when they're there, they're usually doing some form of exercise via treadmill, elliptical, bike, et cetera. Sometimes they'll have educational classes at different centers. And then either way, they're always going to be monitored. So they occasionally send reports to the referring provider just to show kind of what their heart rates have been, what their blood pressures have been, and how they're doing.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I can really see the value. It makes sense to me. And maybe we could just go through, like, what are some of the benefits? How do patients really benefit from cardiac rehab?
So believe it or not, it can save lives.
Right, yeah.
I think, you know, it really does. Long term, it reduces the risk of death. It can increase exercise capacity. And that's really important, especially in patients who've been in the ICU or people who are post-operative. Increases their strength, increases their quality of life. They've actually tracked this in many patients. It's been shown to decrease hospital readmissions, kind of helps manage their habits, provides education. All of those things. It's pretty widely supported by all of the cardiology groups, American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, just because there are so plentiful benefits for cardiac rehab.
In preparation for this, doctor, I went through and I found some stats. I'm pretty proud of myself. So what I want to do is I want to lay these stats out for you and then have you comment on them because they're really incredible. So cardiac rehab can reduce all-cause mortality by 58% at 1 year and all-cause hospitalizations by 34%, including heart failure. Patients go through cardiac rehab are more prescription and nutrition compliant. I think I understand that one. And cardiac rehab reduces hospital readmissions by 33%. So amazing stats. And I want to have an expert just sort of comment on things.
Yes, amazing. And I can't emphasize that enough because there are very few medication interventions that have such substantial impact in terms of lowering mortality or reducing hospitalization. So all-cause mortality lowering by 58%, I mean, I can't think of many other things post, you know, heart attack or post-stroke or post-heart failure admission that would be so effective. And then hospital readmissions and hospitalizations are, you know, a huge concern for both the patient as well as the health system in general. You know, no one wants these patients, including patients themselves, to always have to go back into the hospital for the same type of symptoms. So having this be able to reduce the need for that is huge. And I think that's where a lot of the impact on quality of life comes in. And then in terms of being educated, you know, if patients understand why they're doing certain things or why they're taking medications, why they need to eat a certain way, they're more likely to keep it up in the long run. And so right. I think that's very helpful. We really underestimate the importance of patient education. And I think many systems now recognize that. And that's why they have dedicated heart failure educators, dedicated diabetes educators, because we want patients to learn more and so that they're more motivated to fulfill their part of the contract and getting better in their care.
Yeah, knowledge is power for sure. Yeah. And we've talked here about heart attack and open heart surgery, but I'm guessing other types of patients might benefit from rehab in general or cardiac rehab, whether that's heart valve repair, replacement, whatever it might be. So maybe you can go through that. Like, who else would benefit from cardiac rehab?
The most common patient, as we mentioned, is someone who's post myocardial infarction. Myocardial infarction is a fancy term for heart attack. So if you right. didn't have a heart attack, but let's say you have gone into the hospital and had a stent placed in your heart, that still qualifies for cardiac rehab.
Okay.
Heart failure, we've mentioned that a million times, that qualifies for cardiac rehab. Any type of cardiac surgery, so that would include valve replacement or repair, that qualifies for cardiac rehab. And there's different kind of levels of cardiac rehab too. So even when patients complete their initial 12 weeks, they may still stay in the facility and do a different type of program that's maybe like a level up. You know, it's not just having a heart attack. There's many other patients who benefit from it.
Right. Yeah, I just want to, again, I appreciate your time. This is the second one we've done together. It's been great speaking with you. Just want to give you a chance here. Yeah, we're talking here now today about cardiac rehab. So after an event, after a procedure, but you and what you do for a living and trying to help people and save lives, what would be your best advice when you think about how to avoid finding yourself having open heart surgery or having a heart attack? What's your best advice on how to avoid becoming a heart patient?
So I always say the best treatment for heart disease is prevention. And I really mean that. We certainly underestimate the importance of that. So first thing you need to do is know your numbers. So there are a lot of known risk factors for heart disease. Some we can control, some we can't control. Things that we can control are, you know, our blood pressure, our blood sugar, our cholesterol. You should have a good idea. I mean, everyone should have a good idea of what those numbers are. And that means following up regularly with your doctor and getting blood work done, having these vital signs checked. So knowing where you lay, that is very important, because you could have, you know, diabetes that's uncontrolled for years, and it may not cause any symptoms in the short term, but long term, that's doing damage, that's causing plaque buildup in your arteries. Also, there are certain habits that you can do. We mentioned exercise, certainly with cardiac rehab, that's exercise a big goal. Also, bad habits avoid, so like not smoking or using any tobacco products. So these things are all important, and it sounds really cliche, but the cardiac risk is something that we sometimes can optimize. Now, there's things that we can't, family history. Unfortunately, you can't control who you're related to, but right. you can do everything you can to control these other things. And, you know, it may sometimes genetics takes over and you may still be diagnosed with heart disease, but I guarantee you'll be that much better in terms of overall disease process and recovery if you are later diagnosed in life.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely following up regularly, knowing your numbers. Sometimes there's specialized screening tests, and that's a whole nother podcast in itself.
It sure is, yeah.
Just the first step is knowledge, and I think that's important.
That's perfect. Yeah, as you say, we cannot outrun our family history and genetics, but knowing our family history would be good. And right. also knowing our numbers, controlling the things like behavior, lifestyle, smoking, all of those things. Great stuff again, doctor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to learn more about heart health, please visit franciscanhealth.org/heartcare. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the full podcast library for additional topics of interest. This is the Franciscan Health Doc Pod. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well, and we'll talk again next time.